And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 29th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the novelist C.S. Lewis, born Belfast, Ireland, 1898. Clive Staples Lewis became an atheist after he fought on the front lines in France during World War I. Studied at Oxford, became a professor there, where he became friends with J.R.R. Tolkien, and together the two of them formed the Icelandic Society. They were very interested in language and in mythology. Lewis converted to theism in 1929. He said he felt God's presence in his room each night. And 2 years later, after a long walk along the river with Tolkien discussing Christianity and myth, Lewis officially converted to Christianity. He was riding on a motorcycle with his brother, heading for the zoo, and he said, "When we set out, I did not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and when we reached the zoo, I did." C.S. Lewis was one of the first to hear J.R.R. Tolkien reading The Lord of the Rings out loud at their club called The Inklings, which met each week around midday one day at the Eagle and Child pub in Oxford, and where they read from their work. One day, Lewis sat down to write a story for his goddaughter, Lucy, which turned into The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which he followed with six sequels, known collectively as The Chronicles of Narnia. It's the birthday of the novelist Madeleine L'Engle, born in New York City, 1918, who read Einstein, a book in which he said that anyone who's not lost in rapturous awe at the power and glory of the mind behind the universe is as good as a burnt-out candle. And she ended up writing a science fiction novel for young adults called A Wrinkle in Time. It came out in 1963. It's the birthday of Louisa May Alcott, born in Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1832. She grew up in Concord, where her friends included Thoreau and Emerson and Nathaniel Hawthorne. She set out to be a writer. She loved to write lurid, sensational potboilers, violent books about sex and opium addiction and revenge. And then her publisher asked her to write a book for girls, which she was not happy about. But she did it. It was Little Women. It came out in 1868. It was an immediate bestseller. She wrote sequels, and she made enough money that for the first time, her whole family could live comfortably. Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred entitled Nothing in Common. Sometimes I feel I have nothing in common with anyone. I shamble through the day dragging my knuckles in the grass, and each new hour with each new person is a cliff I can't climb. Yet I know I'm alive now, inside a song as deep as forever that stretches to the infinite future and the bottomless past, connecting every place I've lived or nearly died. And I shouldn't worry so much about losing what's most precious, my simian balance, shaggy fur, bold fleas, my plentiful fingers and opposable thumbs, and my curious, glowing, ape-like eyes that still shine with radiant chaos, wondrous animal calm, and so much love for everyone. Nothing in Common, a poem by Freya Manfred from her collection Speak, Mother, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.